Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Steelers are looking to win now with Russell Wilson. But is it the right long-term strategy? Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers, so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. By signing Russell Wilson, the Steelers have gone back to their recent past. The franchise that was once trying to chart its future by drafting a first-round quarterback in 2022 has reverted to the waning days of Big Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers head into 2024 precisely where they were in 2021, namely with an aging veteran under center who may or may not have anything left in the tank. It's win now or start all over again. And if you think the Steelers aren't serious about taking their shot this season, just ask division rival the Baltimore Ravens. Hot on the heels of inking Wilson, GM Omar Khan raided the Ravens' nest, plucking all-pro inside linebacker Patrick Queen. In other words, checkmate. Less well-regarded was the deal that sent disgruntled wide receiver Deontay Johnson to Carolina in return for speedy but possibly about-to-be-released cornerback Dante Jackson. The transaction leaves Pittsburgh with major question marks at wide receiver without fully solving their secondary issues. But fear not. In Khan, we trust, and the wheeling and dealing isn't done, not by a long shot. This team is going all in on 2024, but the reverberations of the Russell Wilson signing will last well beyond the upcoming season. Now, the decision to ink Wilson cannot be faulted in any way, shape, or form. His bargain basement price tag, he signed at the vet minimum of $125 million, was just too good to pass up. This is owed to Denver paying the one-time Super Bowl winner $38 million this year in order to pay off the guaranteed money they still owe him up in Colorado. By comparison, signing Mason Rudolph would have cost around $4.5 million a year. And the dearly departed Mitch Trubisky was pulling down $6.5 million annually in Pittsburgh. The more troubling question about the Wilson deal is, where do the Steelers go from there? First of all, just disregard all the lip service about a coming training camp competition between Wilson and third-year quarterback Kenny Pickett. Remember him? Even if Kenny comes into camp and shines, putting the football in his hands to start the season would almost surely set him up for failure. After all, Pickett performed well during last season's camp and preseason, but he couldn't duplicate that performance when the footballs began flying for real. In 2024, Pickett would have Wilson looking over his shoulder with every errant pass. And Steelers fans up in the stands would be plenty impatient the moment Kenny stumbled. the right move, heck, the only move for the Steelers, is now that they've signed Wilson, they must start him. Everyone in the 412 area code will want to see what danger Russ still has in the tank. If Wilson performs well in Arthur Smith's offense and connects on his patented long balls to now number one receiver George Pickens, the Steelers will have bought themselves a winning lottery ticket. They'll take their shot at doing something the once sterling franchise hasn't done in seven straight seasons: win a playoff game. Postseason success would be well worth it, even though the Wilson experiment could leave the 2025 team right back where they were the offseason before. In other words, with a giant question mark at quarterback. Because regardless of what anyone says, no one knows where Wilson is headed beyond this one season that he signed for. We just don't know. Those questions are out there. And besides, he's going to be 36 coming up this season. So Father Time, as always, is ticking. Again, all of these worries are for another day. When a franchise and a fan base is starving for postseason relevance the way the Steelers have been, a playoff win is everything, and it's worth going all in, such as the way the Steelers are doing with Wilson. If that playoff win comes courtesy of the low price of $1.25 million, well then, all the better. Of course, there's another way this plays out. Wilson trots out in his black and gold number three jersey and fails to be the spark plug that this offense needs. Or perhaps the injury bug bites, as it is wont to do when NFL players are on the other side of 30. In either scenario, Kenny Pickett could get his chance to exchange his sideline clipboard for his starter's play-emblazoned wristband. Then Pickett will get what he was promised during the initial version of the Steelers' 2024 plans. In other words, Pickett will have his chance to operate Smith's offense and prove what he thus far hasn't, that he is the future at quarterback beyond a single season. It's shaping up as a year of destiny and a year of discovery in Pittsburgh. Perhaps Wilson will rise to the occasion and regain his Seattle groove. Maybe Pickett will get his shot and he'll show out. Wouldn't it be something if the Steelers find out about both of these quarterbacks, but what they learn leaves them in quest of yet another? A wasted year? Maybe. But it's shaping up to be a most interesting one. And we have much more on the Steelers making a big splash in free agency, and we have all the best takes on these wheeling and dealings from the smartest Steelers analysts. It's all in this Bidding War edition of your Steelers Update Podcast. Hey, and be sure to catch my full print column first thing Thursday on Penn Live. As always, it will be packed with plenty of memes, bringing the latest, greatest Steelers debates to life and to laughs. Right now, let's get right to it. First up, we have one of the wisest and most plugged-in Steelers scribes, and he is going deep on these long-term ramifications of inking Russell Wilson to this one-year contract. Here's a taste of his thought-provoking column for The Athletic. And of course, I'm talking about Mark Caboli, and he writes this, quote, "There are consequences to what sure looks like a low-risk, no-lose situation for Pittsburgh. By signing Russell Wilson, the Steelers are starting the process of finding a franchise quarterback all over again. You don't bring in a 9-time Pro Bowler, or better yet, a former Super Bowl champ, with a cheap price tag to compete with a third-year quarterback who's thrown only 13 touchdowns in 24 career starts. And that's the stat line on Kenny Pickett. The catch is that there's no guarantee Wilson, who agreed to that one-year deal, will be on the Steelers roster in 2025. Maybe he'll play so well that he can make more money in free agency, or maybe he'll fail miserably like he did 2 years ago, and the Steelers won't want him back. This screams of being a one-year experiment. Even if Wilson does play well, he will turn 36 in November. How much confidence do you have in any quarterback not named Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or John Elway winning a Super Bowl at that age? And do you think the Steelers are truly only a quarterback away from a championship? Now, that doesn't mean this is the wrong decision. Given how Pickett has played, his lack of development in his second season, and the team's obvious lack of faith in Rudolph, this is a no-brainer signing. A no-brainer with consequences. It's all about what you value. Would you rather have a chance to be more competitive with a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback on the back end of his career? Or would you give the 20th pick in the 2022 draft a guy the Steelers spoke glowingly about for the better part of 18 months, one more year with a competent coordinator and a new position coach, unquote? Hey, that is a great question from Mark Caboli. But clearly, Omar Khan and the Steelers are answering that question by going all in on 2024 with Russell Wilson at the helm. Now, this Pittsburgh Brain Trust is doubling down on the Russell Wilson move by adding to the defense with two other big deals. First up, we have captured the Ravens Queen. And I am glad to report to Steelers Nation that this is a major, major free agency deal by the Steelers. It's huge. The move could finally fix what has been broken in the Steelers' defense since the great Ryan Shazier went down with that devastating career-ending spinal cord injury in 2016. It's been that long since we've had the speed and the sideline-to-sideline spanning range in the middle of the Steelers' defense. We have it now, courtesy of Queen. Here's Ray Fittipaldo with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he is gushing about this fast, hard-hitting fire plug now fixated in the middle of the Steelers' front seven. Fittipaldo writes, quote, defensive MVP of the 2019 LSU National Championship team, Queen was a first-round pick of Baltimore in 2020 at 28th overall. He was an immediate starter and has racked up at least 98 tackles in all four seasons, earning his first All-Pro nod this past season as a second-team selection. But despite producing career highs across the board for the AFC's number one seed, Queen became an odd man out for the Ravens. Roquan Smith is their star linebacker, and they pay him accordingly. Well, Trenton Simpson emerged as a rookie last season. Queen left college after three seasons and won't turn 25 until August. He's in his prime. He's the kind of long-term solution the Steelers have coveted in the middle of a defense that has elite talent up front, on the edge, and in the secondary. Devin Bush was a swing and a miss 1 year before Queen's draft class. And Cole Holcomb was looking like a steal in free agency until he unfortunately went down after the trade deadline last season. Enter an every-down role for Queen, who is an athletic linebacker who ran a 4.5 40-yard dash coming out of LSU. He has four interceptions, five forced fumbles, six fumble recoveries, and 15 pass breakups in his career, with much improved advanced metrics in coverage these past two seasons. He's also an effective blitzer. He has 13 and a half sacks and 38 tackles for loss to his name. Last season, he led all off-ball linebackers in the league with 20, quote, quick pressures, according to NFL Next Gen Stats. The Steelers and Ravens play similar defensive schemes, so much of what Queen has done thus far should translate to what he is going to be asked to do in Pittsburgh, unquote. Great summary by Ray Filippaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, what getting Queen, what capturing the Queen means to these Steelers. Now, let me tell you, the dimensions of this deal make it the highest paid, highest profile, and highest impact free agency move in the Steelers' history. That's how momentous this Baltimore checkmate is. Everyone in Steelers Nation must be eternally thankful for Lamar Jackson and his mega contract, which put the cap hit on the team and made Queen expendable in Baltimore. And he made him there for the taking in Pittsburgh. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Now for the more double-edged deal of sending disgruntled receiver Deontay Johnson packing and bringing in a speedy corner who may have been cut in Carolina. Of course, we didn't wait for him to be cut. Omar Khan willingly snapped up Donta Jackson in this less than stellar transaction for the Steelers. Here's how the Post-Gazette opines on why Khan and the Steelers were so willing to do away with one Deontay Johnson. Quote, Johnson has been involved in several disruptive incidents over the past two seasons, including giving up on a fumbled ball during the 2023 season. In 2022, he initiated a halftime argument with quarterback Mitch Trubisky that resulted in Trubisky being benched for the second half, unquote. This is why casting off Johnson feels so good in the 412 area code right now. I was on Twitter and I could not see, it was hard to count the number of fans who were just glad to get rid of this guy. They hate to see these disgruntled diva receivers doing bonehead moves on the field or on the sidelines. And to me, it smacks as the right move for team chemistry. But no, make no mistake, I mean, there is now a void in that Steelers receiving room. The Post-Gazette sizes it up this way, quote, Johnson's departure creates a big hole in the Steelers receiving room, which now consists of only George Pickens and Calvin Austin III. Both are entering their third season, and Austin's experience is limited. He missed his rookie year with an injury and last season caught only 17 passes for 180 yards and a single touchdown. The Steelers will likely take advantage of a deep and talented pool of receivers coming out in this year's draft, but they could also sign another receiver in free agency. But in the meantime, they now have an undisputed number one receiver, and that is George Pickens, who had 63 catches for 1,140 yards and 5 touchdowns in 2023. He will be the top target in the passing game, unquote. Hey, you got to know that George Pickens is smiling from ear to ear. He loves being the big dog, and now he is the big dog in this passing attack. And, you know, Steelers Nation is getting what it wants too. They want Pickens to be the guy. So it's Pickens time right now in Pittsburgh. And, you know, we know that Russell Wilson throws a nice deep ball. And if you think all this is a coincidence, well, guess again. It's lining up for George Pickens in 2024. We will see if he truly is that superstar we all think he is. Now, what about the nifty new corner the Steelers are getting in exchange for Johnson? We go back to the Post-Gazette, which sizes up Donta Jackson and his impact on the D this way, quote, "The acquisition of Jackson gives the Steelers some flexibility in their secondary. Jackson can play outside and in the slot. At 5'10", he's not the tall and long corner that the Steelers have coveted in recent years, but he has 76 career starts under his belt. He was a second-round pick out of LSU in 2018. He had his 2022 season end after 9 games due to an Achilles, but he returned last season and started 16 games. Jackson has 14 career interceptions and 3 forced fumbles," unquote. So what's the bottom line? I mean, Jackson, it looks like, was going to be a cap casualty in Carolina, but the Steelers swing this deal and unload Deontay Johnson, which I think they were all too happy to do. And apparently they were talking to the Chiefs, the Super Bowl champion Chiefs, and I'd rather see, Deontay go to Carolina, where he's going to be dealing with an ineffective second-year quarterback in Bryce Young. And if he thinks his problems in Pittsburgh were bad, he could be even more frustrated in Carolina. And frankly, you'd love to see it. So I'm glad the Chiefs didn't get Johnson and the Panthers did. So again, the bottom line. For that, we go to Jeff Howe. He weighed both sides of the transaction, and he writes this for The Athletic. First up, for the Panthers and what their interest, he gives the deal a solid B grade as far as Carolina is concerned, and he writes this, quote, "It's worth the gamble. They had to move Jackson's contract, and they got a dangerous receiver in return. They are investing their time and energy into developing second-year quarterback Bryce Young. And that's what the organization should be doing. It's their top goal," unquote. As for the Steelers' side of the deal, well, it's a B- at best. The Athletic writes, quote, "The Steelers filled a need on defense that's almost always among the better units in the league. And because the Steelers have an amazing track record of replenishing receivers through the draft, they deserve the benefit of the doubt that they'll restock the position next month," unquote. In other words, it really only works in Pittsburgh if they can catch lightning with another draft pick at this all-important position of catching passes. So in other words, to be continued, we shall see. And of course, there's much more to come from Kahn and Company. We just know that. We just know he's getting warmed up. And we'll be following every move right here, and we're going to break down each deal with the best takes from all over Steelers media. After all, we keep track of all things Steelers, so you don't have to. That's our motto. That's what we do. And every Wednesday, we're going to have something new with the best takes from all over the 412 area code. So all you got to do is download the podcast wherever you get your favorite audio, and really just sign up so you get it automatically every Wednesday as soon as it is hot off my microphone. And of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for your real-time Steelers news.